Welcome back, everybody. Tom Cassidy and Charlie Cassidy here, talking about evidence-based wisdom. And this particular session is on wisdom and humor. Now, I've long thought that that humor and intelligence are very closely related, but I've not really considered wisdom and humor. So what have you got to share on that?
Well, this is this was perhaps the most surprising thing that I've come across in reviewing the research. And I was first kind of alerted to this element when I read about a literature review of 24 different definitions of wisdom. And there was a group that was interested in sort of teasing out commonalities within these various different definitions. And they kind of, for example, out of the 24 definitions, 23 of them referred to social and practical decision making as being.
So that was pretty, that's pretty important to wisdom.
Looking at the other end of the list, right down the bottom, though still present in three different definitions, was sense of humor. So it's not something people feel is central to wisdom, perhaps, but it is something that a few teams are saying when we're talking about wisdom, humor is there. Again, not central, but let's have a look at that.
In the scoring, it's similar to spirituality.
Yeah, which people would have probably put a lot higher up.
Yeah.
So so I thought that was quite interesting. And there's one research team that's actually put humor really quite central to their framework. And this is a researcher called Jeffrey Webster, who developed the self-assessed wisdom scale, which is actually considered and has shown to be one of the most reliable tools for scoring people on wisdom. He has wisdom as five components: emotion, experience, reflection, openness, and humor. So that's a short list of five, and he's put humor in
one of those five. That's very interesting. And what what can we learn from that? Saying that humor is important, that's great, but why is it that humor seems to be related to wisdom?
Yeah, so the sort of ways that he describes it as playing a role is irony, obviously, quite often. To have a wise perspective on things, a humorous perspective on things is often stepping back from the detail and kind of getting
it's certainly seeing things from a different perspective, which is the basis of humor, is it?
Absolutely. Also, humor is used to manage stressful situations. So often it's the person who can resolve a conflict perhaps by slightly deflecting things and taking things somewhere else.
See the funny side of things.
So it has a sort of coping strategy quality to it as well.
Okay. Is there anything that I was just thinking about the being aware of your own mortality and how, you know, that, you know, making jokes about things, you know, that are very, very
dark
serious.
Dark sense of humor, gallows humor, I suppose. For sure. There has been some research done in a field that's got a really cool name, which is terror management. It's nothing to do, it's not nothing to do with terrorism. It's terrorizing sort of existential terror. How do people behave when they are either put under stressful situations or perhaps reminded of, you know, the finality of things? And so the way, there's some research done in 2013 where two groups were, a group was split into two groups. One of the groups was primed subliminally to have thoughts about death. The other group was primed to have thoughts about pain. And then they were asked to fill in captions in a cartoon strip that was supposed to be funny. So they didn't know that, obviously it's subliminal, they didn't know what they'd been primed. And then those cartoons were externally rated for humor. Yeah. And it turns out there's a pretty strong relationship between the people that were death primed versus pain primed. So there's something about being reminded of the fact that, you know, death comes to us all, that leads us to reach for humor. Now, is that because it's a coping strategy, we're trying to avoid thinking about death, or is it that that to think deeply about life enables you to see things in a more humorous way. Yeah. It's again, it's kind of hard to work out which way around it goes. Yeah.
That's very interesting. Again, people can see more details or deeper treatments of this on evidencebasedwisdom.com. But I like the idea of wisdom and humor being associated, because humor makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. And I like leading towards the concept of wisdom as a being a way in which we can feel good about stuff. And
absolutely.
It resonates with you.
Yeah. I mean, there's a... comedy is a hard thing to make sense of, but not only have people tried to get their, you know, get the science of wisdom down, they've also started to look at comedy. And one quite well-established model is that humor comes from a shift in perspective. Man walks into a bar, you know, that it's only once you realize, oh, you're not talking about that kind of bar, you're talking about another kind of bar. So that shift in perspective is, we have a sense of delight as a human when we experience that, like a twist in a film. You love the twist in the film. And so that perspective shifting is something very central to comedy, and obviously
central to wisdom.
So that perhaps is where the relationship lies, but that's quite a bit of conjecture there on my part.
I was talking about evidence-based wisdom after all in this series. So you know, there is some evidence that seems to indicate that wisdom and humor are related. So check it out.
Absolutely.
Okay, lovely.